This is one of those arguments that sounds like plumbing until it decides whether a coding agent feels magical or just very expensive grep.
Yeah, the real claim is not that semantic search is cool. It is that model intelligence and codebase context are separate inputs, and the harness decides how much time the model wastes finding its way around.
Right.
Augment's bet is that a lean harness leaves too much exploration inside the token bill. Claude Code's team has made nearly the opposite bet. Keep the harness light unless structured context produces measurable gains.
My week has been weirdly full of people treating every new agent wrapper like a constitutional amendment, so I appreciate an argument about the unglamorous part that might actually change the bill.
Same. I have spent enough time staring at claims about agent autonomy that a vector database now feels almost restful.
Ha, that is bleakly soothing. Augment pre-indexes a repository with embedding and retrieval models, then stores that representation in a vector database. When an agent gets a task, the system pulls conceptually related code instead of making the model wander through files with grep alone. They say the backend retrieves in sub-milliseconds. More importantly, Pernetti argues this matters most in big private repositories, where the model has never seen the code and cannot lean on whatever it absorbed from public projects.
That part holds up technically, with an asterisk. A retriever is another prediction layer. It can surface the right architectural neighborhood quickly, but it can also quietly emit the one ugly utility file that actually controls behavior.
Exactly.
And grep is not primitive in the insulting sense. Exact identifiers, error strings, config keys, generated code, stale indexes, lexical search can be the safer tool. The good harness probably blends both rather than declaring one navigation religion.
The article gets more interesting when it reaches the evidence. Augment says it ran Terminal Bench with the same model in Claude Code and Augment Code, got similar accuracy, and used 33% fewer tokens with its own harness.
Oh, interesting.
That is a meaningful result if it survives scrutiny, because it says the win is not a benchmark score trick. It is less exploration for the same completed work, which is exactly the kind of harness attribution we keep nagging everyone to label.
Asteria, yes, and I am glad the article does not pretend that settles it. It is a vendor-run comparison. We do not get the full task mix or retrieval ablations. And Anthropic says its own evaluations have not shown measurable gains from semantic navigation tools.
Ha, no, your machinery audit has not been revoked. The useful disagreement is narrower. A mediocre retrieval setup proves almost nothing about a carefully built one.
Panetti says Augment spent roughly 18 months researching retrieval for large codebases before the company launched its product. That is plausible as an explanation, but it creates a hard measurement burden. Show retrieval recall, stale index behavior, latency, token use, and task outcomes on private code.
And practically, this is not for every team. If the repo is modest and the work is a tight bug fix, the index can be infrastructure built for its own sake. But a large company code base with obscure ownership boundaries, that exploration tax is where this starts sounding like a product feature.
Hi, fine. Your product instinct is correct there. The other useful point is trust. Panetti says agents are still weak at writing specs, while they can execute well once humans shape a good one. That fits our old human is the interface problem.
Also, calling it a context engine is very aspirational. Somewhere a team is naming grep plus embeddings the cognitive repository fabric, and I refuse to help them.
Stop it. We have enough undefined agent nouns already.
If I were testing this, I would run Claude Code and Augment Code on the same internal task set with the same model and budget. Then I would inspect the traces, not just terminal bench style totals, because the question is whether retrieval found the relevant files without hiding a bad assumption.
Yeah, and include tasks that cross service boundaries, plus exact symbol fixes where grep should win. If the richer harness only looks good on broad semantic work, that is still a useful answer. It just is not a universal answer.
Jayco, put the vector database back in the drawer for now. I'm keeping a receipt, though.